Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
And welcome again to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats. Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team, joining us here today. Coach, you opened out district play last Friday night, 39-14 loss to a good Colby Eagle team there. Just overall, how do you feel about the way your kids played? I know it was a tough loss there, but your first game without Hudson Gray at quarterback after going down with the injury, and Jarrett came in and played quarterback for you, Jared Arrowsmith. What are your thoughts on the way the game went? I know, like I said, a tough loss, but what did you see Friday night?
Well, I mean, you know, I expected some mistakes, obviously. I feel like, we moved the ball pretty well. We didn't have very many plays on offense, but, if we get to the point where we average, as far as our average plays that we have per game, we were well below that. If we would have had over 400 yards of offense on Friday, if we were able to not turn the ball over and a few other mistakes up front. And so, yards per play, we were there. We just unfortunately made some really crucial, had some crucial turnovers on the first drive. Third and one, we get the first down, we fumble, and then we throw an interception, we drop a handoff. And we talked to our guys a lot about, a lot of the issues that we had on Friday night were self-inflicted. When you go back and you watch film, we played good on our first two downs on defense, and then it's third and eight, and then we give the first down. It's those kinds of things where we just weren't able to finish. And so our guys are encouraged. They know they made some mistakes, and they know they're a better football team than what we did on Friday night. So we're just correcting our mistakes and moving forward this week.
Did Colby do anything that surprised you, or was it pretty much everything you expected from that group?
I mean, they didn't surprise us anything. I mean, they did everything that we thought they were going to do and mm-hmm. try to do against us. And unfortunately, we just we had some issues with some of our reads, inside as far as the motion. Kind of took our linebacker's eyes away, which we warned them against. But unfortunately. Things that I expect that happen in games, and I break down communication on coverage, and so it's just those kinds of things where we just weren't, for some reason, our kids weren't all on the same page, we're going to get better, we're looking forward to Friday.
Talking with Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. When we come back, we'll talk about this Friday against Goodland here on KD Country 94.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
If you don't have Nextech Internet, you're missing out. Nextech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Nextech Internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Nextech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
And back in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. KDCountry94.com. Brad Gober still with us, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Goodland coming up for your squad Friday night, coach, as you continue on in district play. Goodland, a team that's 0-4. They've struggled a bit, especially offensively this year. Last 2 weeks they haven't scored, but playing good teams in Scott City and Oakley. But when you look at Goodland, what do they bring to the table? What concerns you, even though you've seen them struggle a little bit this year?
Well, I mean, Coach Topliff's a good coach out there, and he'll have his kids ready to play, and they've played some tough teams here recently, and so, some of them might be fool's gold, but, we've got to make sure that our kids are focused. With a long trip like this, my biggest concern is us losing focus on that trip and coming out lackadaisical. So we're going to really hit on that this week about making sure this is a business trip, and then we can have fun on the way back. They pose a few different issues with some of our motions and formational things. But you know, we just have to come out ready to play and be physical, and we'll be okay.
As you're getting ready in practice this week and kind of looking at week two of district play, does this almost feel like we talked about with some different guys stepping into different roles there last week? Does it almost feel like that week one to week two, you hope to see that improvement with some of these kids?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of the kids that had to play last week, obviously with Grant, I think we'll see a significant improvement off of the first week. He made a lot of first-time quarterback mistakes. That kind of got sped up a little bit and things of that nature. But I was proud of the way he played. He played better than my first ever varsity start at quarterback. He threw two touchdowns. So, he's going to continue to get better, and our team's going to continue to get better with him at the helm. And so we're just going to continue moving forward.
Brad Gober, the head coach of the Bullet Trojans, here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck there against Goodland on Friday night.
Thank you very much.
Fans can hear the game on Katy Country 94 and also online video stream. They can watch it on the Bullet Trojan channel at ncksports.com Friday night at Goodland.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
You're an expert at building your company, and Nextech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Nextech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Nextech be your IT experts. Visit Nextech.com to learn more.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Our Wednesday night locker room chants continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Brandon Wise. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And don't forget about our preview show, the Football Express, every Friday evening at 5:40, getting you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all the night's football matchups. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And welcome you back on our locker room chats. Again, Brandon Wise joining us, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, talking about the Sylvan Lucas game on Friday night, Coach. This was an interesting one. Almost went the distance, but you guys were able to get it done with 3:27 there in the fourth quarter. Mustangs did a real nice job of moving the football, but couldn't put points up, and they definitely won the time of possession, but you guys had the big plays and enough to pick up a 60-14 win there on Friday night. What stood out the most after you've had a chance to maybe watch it on film and see what happened on Friday?
I think so. Most is, they're a physical team, and we knew that going into it. And I really feel like we matched their intensity and physicality. That was a big point of emphasis for us this week. I mean, watching them on film, they like to get off the ball and they like to hit. And we did a pretty good job of matching that physicality and intensity. The other big thing we did nice was just be patient. I mean, I think they took it down to about the 5-second count every single time they snapped the ball. Mm-hmm. That's tough to do when you're just sitting on defense waiting for them to snap it. And like you said, they won the time of possession battle because they just kept on grinding out 2-3 yards of play. We made a couple big stops, and then we didn't get in a hurry come offensive time. We did our thing and played our game, and it worked out for us.
For the way your defense has been playing this year, it's gotten better each week, and I didn't see the first 3 weeks, but it looked pretty good on Friday night. But how important was it for you guys to get that initial turnover on downs, that stop on just four plays on that first possession?
Oh, yeah. That was big. I mean, they were, they were doing what they were doing, and they were just running the ball. So it was really big, and it was good to see a good fourth down and short stop there. Really helped. Help momentum right off the bat.
Darian had another big game for you, 18-192 and 3 touchdowns. Darnell did a nice job of running the offense. You stayed in a base set all night for the most part. What were some of the things that stood out about the way you guys were able to execute offensively?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about running the option is you don't really have to have a whole lot of plays and a whole lot of formations. You just take what the defense gives you, and Darnell did a good job, and you know, that led to him not carrying the ball a ton, but that's okay because that's what the defense was giving us. So we let our other explosive back go and do work up the middle, and he did a nice job running the ball.
We're talking with Brandon Wise, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Come back, we'll talk about the next opponent in district play, Logan Palco, coming up on Friday night. That's coming up after this break on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
If you don't have Next Tech Internet, you're missing out. Next Tech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Next Tech Internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Next Tech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. We're still with Brandon Wise, head coach of the Osborne football team. Logan Palco coming up next for you, coach. They're 2-2 and coming in off of last week's game against Wilson that they opened district play with a 52-6 win. Logan Palco, a team that's had some success over the past few years, maybe just a hair down this year, but when you look at Logan Palco, probably still a strong team that you're expecting Friday night, right?
Yeah, I mean, they do some good things. They got a couple linemen that do some really nice things. I'm not good with names, but number 55 on the offensive line did a good job. He did a good job last year for him. I think he was a sophomore last year. And then 58 on defense, he's not starting, but he comes in quite a bit, and he's got a good motor to him. I mean, it's another game where we're going to have to be physical, and we're going to have to, you know, match some intensity.
They do lose David Thompson, but it looks like they got maybe a younger brother, Micah Thompson, that's in the backfield for him this year. Four touchdowns and 210 yards rushing so far this season. It looks like they probably want to keep it on the ground for the most part as far as their strength this year. Is that what you're seeing on film?
Yeah, I mean, they like to run the ball. There's no doubt about that. I mean, they like to be an eye. They have other formations that they like to run. But, you know, they like to be an eye, and they love football. That's kind of in their DNA. So,
again, when you look at your squad now after having, like I said in that first segment, improving each week, definitely on the defensive side of the football and probably on offense as well, and you're so good offensively, sometimes you might not always be able to see that for me when I'm watching. But when you look at this group and this second district game, what are some of the things you're focusing on to keep that improvement going in the right direction this week?
Yeah, I mean, the goal is to get better every week, and we still have a lot to get better on. I mean, happy with the intensity, I was happy with the physicality, that has to continue. Still making quite a few mental mistakes, and you know, assignment, you know, we're not always assignment sound, you know, so the goal is what it is every week, and that's to come in, work hard, and get better.
Brandon Wise, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, coach, and best of luck to you, host Logan Palco, Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech.
You're an expert at building your company, and Next Tech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Next Tech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Next Tech be your IT experts. Visit nexttech.com to learn more.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on KD Country 94 are brought to you each week by Next Deck and by Landmark Implements.
And we're back on our locker room chats again with Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmen here on KD Country 94. Coach, a hard-fought victory for your team on Friday night against Plainville. You win 21-10, up 7-3 at half, and they actually scored in the third quarter there to take a lead there 10-7. But you guys got the final 14 in the fourth. What were some of the things that stood out about the way Plainville played on Friday night?
We knew they were going to be good, and they had several really good players, and all 11 that are playing hard all the time, and just really happy with how our kids continue to fight. You know, there's a couple opportunities where they could have hung their head, and they didn't do that. We continued to fight, and finally got some stuff going and were able to get a couple late to put the game away.
What were some of the things that clicked there for you in the fourth quarter to be able to get those scores on the board?
Well, we just kind of went back to what we feel Smith Center football is, and we just ran the ball and we're getting three guards at a time and had to convert a couple of fourth downs. But, just really went back to what we feel is our strength. And like I said, the kids really responded well to that. And Plainville fought hard and cleared the end. I can't take anything away from that. But we just had a will that night and were able to impose it.
In that game, I know you're concerned about the dynamic part of what Plainville can do offensively with that run-pass quarterback that can do both things, and you were really able to hold the running game in check, held them to just 38 yards. What were some of the things that you liked about the way the defense performed as far as that was concerned?
Yeah, they did a good job of reading their keys and doing their job. You know, you just really had to work to keep them contained and not let them get out, because once they're in the open, it's just so hard to get. You know, one can't get down because he's so big, and the other one because he's so quick. And so I thought our kids did a good job of playing team defense.
And we're talking with Darren Sass, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Take a time out. We come back. We'll talk about Week 5 here on our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94.
If you don't have Next Tech Internet, you're missing out. Next Tech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Next Tech Internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Next Tech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
Affordable without compromise. That's not easy to come by when shopping for a compact utility tractor unless you make a visit to Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, where you'll find a high-performance machine at a reasonable price. Like the 1E, which offers both AutoConnect drive-over mower deck and Quick Park loader compatibility, or the 3E, which packs the horsepower landscape professionals need. Test drive a 1E or 3E today at your local Landmark Implement and experience the Landmark difference.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. We're still with Darren Sass, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, Oakley's your next opponent. This is a team that had struggled there for a couple years in a row, and Jeff Hennick's taken over the program now, and they're 3-1, most wins they've had in a few years, actually. So when you look at Oakley, what are some of the things they're doing that stand out and the improvement you're seeing from them?
Not really a surprise when you look at the fact that they only graduated a couple, and so they got a lot of guys playing that have played for a year or two, and so experience is a great thing. We had that last year, and they're just a team that looks like they really believe in what they're trying to do, and they execute offensively, and I think they put the defense in a spot where, again, just a little bit like we do, where you just have to make plays after play after play. And yeah, we expect them to come in here with a lot of fight in them.
What differences do you see in the way they do things offensively with the Hennick staff and what they're doing compared to what the old coaches were doing, maybe the way Oakley plays on offense?
Yeah, they can do a lot of things. They can line up with a full-house backfield and run it right at you, but they also can spread it out. They've got a quarterback who's played a couple years and can throw it. And so they really test you to be able to cover all of that out of your base defense. And again, you're not always sure what they're going to come out in.
A lot of classes have changed a little bit with the district system, but fortunately for you in 1A, your starting district played pretty much the same time. It's a week earlier, but still the same amount of district games that you had in the past. How important is it here, and how big is that to have these kind of games to get you prepared for that? And what are some of the things you're looking at focusing on here before you head into district play?
Yeah, we always do it at the time that we have the schedule that we do, even at Rockford. I think our kids learned a lot from it, and they know how they have to play if they want to be a really good team. And so, yeah, this is another one of those games where you're playing a quality team, and you're expecting your kids to rise to the occasion and play to a high level.
Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach, and best of luck against Oakley Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Affordable without compromise. That's not easy to come by when shopping for a compact utility tractor unless you make a visit to Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, where you'll find a high-performance machine at a reasonable price. Like the 1E, which offers both AutoConnect drive-over mower deck and Quick Park loader compatibility, or the 3E, which packs the horsepower landscape professionals need. Test drive a 1E or 3E today at your local Landmark Implement and experience the Landmark difference.
You're an expert at building your company, and Next Tech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Next Tech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Next Tech be your IT experts. Visit nexttech.com to learn more.
Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 with Lincoln head coach Dustin Petit. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Lincoln Leopard locker room chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott. Now let's get you caught up as to what's happening with Leopard football with head coach Dustin Petit.
And welcome back in our locker room chats, Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. Getting joined by Dustin Petit, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards. Coach, you opened out district play there on Friday night. A really good Victoria team that you entertained, and you fall 52-0 there in the district opener. Just overall, what were some of the things that stood out in that contest where you looked like you were able to move the ball a bit but just couldn't put it in the end zone and had a few untimely turnovers, it looks like? What were your thoughts Friday night?
Well, to start off, Victoria is a whale of a team. I'm really excited to see who they face or how they match up with Clifton Clyde this week because I know a lot of people are pretty high on Clifton Clyde and the Steinbrock kid, but Victoria is a pretty tough team top to bottom, so that'll be a good contest. I was happy with the amount of fight that we had through the game. We did not respond real well with the Sylvan game once we got down, and so we worked really hard on attitudes and continuing to stay in the game. And we did a really good job of just fighting through the whole game because you're right, we had some really rough turnovers after some good drives, and it would have been real easy for these kids to hang their heads. But I think they did a really good job of staying in the game and fighting hard. I felt good with how we played effort-wise. Execution was rough, but when you can't establish a run game and you have to rely on the pass, that's kind of tough at this level because we don't have as much time to work on timing with pass stuff where we're option first. But as far as our fight goes, we fought really well. It's just Victoria was a little bit bigger and faster than we were, and they executed better than we did.
Did they do everything they normally do, just that physical pounded-out running game?
Well, they came out and they ran a flea flicker on us early and got a touchdown. They blocked a punt for a touchdown, and they had an interception for a touchdown. That was their first three scores. And so, you know, it kind of ballooned on us right off the bat because of some untimely mistakes. Mm-hmm. But like I said, the boys fought hard. We have our heads held high going into this next game. We know that Victoria is a top team in our district, and our goal is to make it to the playoffs. And so we need to win. We need to win this week and moving forward. But Victoria is just a tough team, and we fought hard. But obviously our open field tackling needs to improve. Our effort was there, but just execution-wise, our tackling and really our blocking. We need to go back to the basics is what we need to do this week.
And we're talking with Dustin Petit, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard football team. Take a time out. We'll come back. We'll go over this week's opponent, Washington County, coming up next in district play here in our locker room chats on KD Country 94.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lidsburg. Member FDIC.
And back with Dustin Petit here in our high school football locker room chat, talking Lincoln Leopard football. Coach, Washington County is next up for you. This is a team that lost last week in their district opener to Stockton, 56-8. Just looking at Washington County, it's a new eight-man team and probably don't know a whole lot about what they're doing. I'm guessing you've seen them on film a little bit. What do you expect to see from the Tigers coming up Friday night?
Well, on offense, they actually like to run a single wing set, and they have a really good athlete at quarterback. He's just not a very big kid. But if he can get in space, he can cause some nightmares. So we want to try to bottle him up and keep him in between the tight ends. And if we can do that, I think we can have some success shutting down their run game. The problem is once you do that, they do like to go a two-receiver set and throw the ball a little bit, letting that quarterback run if he can find a lane. So we're going to have to work really hard on our defensive line of getting contained with our DNs, but still getting the pass rush from our nose guard. So we're going to work on that a little bit this week. And then they have a really good tall receiver, which might create some problems because both of our corners are kind of short guys. But we're going to focus on what we do. We're going to work hard on our open field tackling this week. Because if we can shut down that quarterback, I think we can have some success. And then on offense, facing their defense, we run a similar offense to Stockton's. And so if they line up the way they did, we're going to run our stuff. And it'll set up well for us on the perimeter if we can make blocks. We've been struggling the last 2 weeks on blocking. Now, granted, that's against two physical teams in Sylvan and Victoria, but we need to get back to block, and I think this could be a good matchup for us, though, because they're more our size kids. They're not big and physical. They're more of an athletic team, so I think I'm excited for this matchup.
You talked a little bit about what that offense does and running single wing or mixing up with maybe some passing game here. Do they compare to anybody that you've seen this year?
If they compare with anybody, it would be schematically wise, it'd be Teskett. Mm-hmm. They're obviously bigger than Teskett was, but I don't think that they really match up with anybody that we faced. Mm-hmm. System-wise, it's Teskett, which we had trouble stopping the run to the outside, so we got to make sure that our DNs redirect down the line and keep any sweeps or tosses from getting outside of us, but really, I think that if we just focus on what we're doing and we start blocking again, we can start having some success with this team.
Dustin Petit, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in the locker room chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach, and best of luck against Washington County Friday night.
All right. Thank you, Dustin. Go Leopards.
Our Lincoln locker room chats are brought to you by the Bank of Teskett.
At the Bank of Teskett, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Teskett, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Teskett. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Teskett in Salina, Lincoln, Teskett, and Lidsburg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on Kitty Country 94 with Thunder Ridge Longhorns head coach Joel Struckoff. Remember to tune in to Kitty Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake for our football games of the week. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Next Tech.
And welcome back on the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, again with Joel Struckoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Coach, nice win for your team there on Friday, 24-14 over Northern Valley. They actually led 14-6 at halftime, but a 18-0 second half for you, and you get your third win of the season and a first district win as well. What were your thoughts overall on how the kids played there Friday night?
Overall, the kids played really well. Came out that second half, like you said, down 14-6. Came out the second half, executed, and really, second half really got the job done. Didn't allow them to mount for many yards of offense, and just executed well the second half.
Did you go in and change anything at halftime, or was it just the fully execution there, or did they mix things up and do some different things there in the first half, or what was the reasoning for the flip and the switch there?
We moved kids around a little bit there that second half to kind of combat for their sweeps. We were getting burnt really bad on the sweeps the first half, and then second half we came out with a little bit of fire and things just weren't their way and moved kids around just a little, like I said. But other than that, it was just overall good play by the kids.
Brandon Grauer holds another big game, 4,141 yards, 2 touchdowns rushing. He had 61 receiving yards as well. How do you feel about his development as the season's gone along and hitting his stride here in district play?
Brandon's really came along this year. You know, last year played a little bit of wide receiver for us, didn't really run the ball much. So it was a new role for him this year, and he's really came into his own playing running back and obviously still does the receiving job for us as well. He's really walked into it, and coming into district play, we feel really good about what we have as an offense, and we can use him in several different packages and really can get him going. He's a good ball player. In open space, he's really hard to tackle.
We're talking with Joel Struckoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. We take a timeout. We come back. We'll talk about the next district game. Sylvan Lucas coming up on Friday night for the Longhorns. Here in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94.
You're an expert at building your company, and Nextech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Nextech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Nextech be your IT experts. Visit Nextech.com to learn more.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, we're still with Joel Struckoff, head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, Sylvan Lucas is coming up next for you. They're a team that they've been up and down a little bit here this season, 2-2 coming into this game. Lost it against Osborne at home last week in the district opener. When you look at the Mustangs, what stands out the most about what they do, and what are you concerned about with them?
The thing that really stands out about them is they're a really well-coached ball club. You know, they keep it pretty simple on offense, but they're a very well-coached ball club, so you've always got to be ready to play Sylvan Lucas because they execute. Just simply put, they execute. You know, they run the option on offense. They like to run that, and they're really good at it. So when you play Sylvan Lucas, you've got to be prepared for a dogfight because they're well coached. Their kids are big, tough kids, and they always bring something to the table when they're playing you, regardless of the record.
When you talk about them being big and just executing, do you feel like your team can match up with that physicality that they'll bring?
I feel like that's what we match up well against is more size. If we get a bunch of against a lot of speed, we tend to struggle. Against big football teams, we play very well. You know, we've got a good amount of size on our team, and we're very physical. We struggle against those teams that have a lot of speed.
When you look at the teams in this district, how important is this game against Sylvan Lucas as far as where you want to be at the end of the district season here in the playoff picture?
Obviously, every district game is a really big game for us, so you know, we've already set ourselves off on the right foot by beating Northern Valley. Sylvan Lucas would really add to that and kind of put us in the driver's seat for a playoff picture. You know, we could either wrap up that 1 or 2 seed, hopefully, by beating Sylvan Lucas, the way things are kind of panning out right now. So this is a real big game for us. We're going to come out and hopefully we stay focused all week long and get the job done on Friday.
Joel Struckoff, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Joel, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck against the Mustangs on Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
If you don't have Nextech internet, you're missing out. Nextech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Nextech internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Nextech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chat on Kitty Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we will get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to Kitty Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable at 5:45 as we get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.